Then the engine noise died down, the rotors spun slower and slower, the wind dropped, and the leaves fell formless to the ground. Beyond the now motionless helicopter, Matt could see Julius Fencher and Robin standing outside the porch watching. Robin waved. Matt waved back, then immediately he felt stupid. She was probably waving at the people in the helicopter, not at him. Embarrassed, he almost turned away. He stopped at the sight of the man who jumped down from the helicopter and started walking purposefully towards the house. There was something familiar about him, Matt thought. He watched the man all the way up to the house. He was big, tall and broad, wearing a long, expensive-looking coat. His hair was dark grey like a cloud-heavy sky. He shook hands with Venture, and together they went into the manor house. Robin stayed where she was, outside on the drive. She waved again, and this time Matt was sure she was waving to him. He started quickly up the drive towards her. She waited outside the porch, watching him with that slightly mocking half-smile of hers. Matt smiled back. It was just her manner. He was pretty sure that she wasn't really mocking him. Almost pretty sure. "Who was that?" he asked. "I recognized him from somewhere."
"Atticus Harper," Robin told him.
"Really? Dad's mentioned him. The millionaire."
"Billionaire, more like. He called my father late last night, asked if he could come and see him."
"What about?" She raised an eyebrow.
"Like it's any of your business."
"Sorry, just asking."
"That's okay."
She opened the door, and he followed her inside.
"I don't know anyway. He just said he wanted to discuss something."
"You know much about him?" Matt asked.
"Do you?"
He shrugged. "A bit. He's rich, he's an archaeologist. A hobby archaeologist, Dad called him. Owns about a dozen businesses, from oil to computer systems, to an ice hockey team. It's a start."
Robin was leading him through the hall and down the corridor towards the library.
"Let's look him up on the internet," she paused, turning to face Matt.
"Unless you have other plans."
"No,"
he said, all thoughts of bus timetables dismissed.
"No other plans."
There was an abundance of information about Atticus Harper on the web. The problem wasn't finding a site, it was deciding which one of them would be most use from the search engine's list. They started with one of his companies. It made computer components and silicon chips, and the site included a page about its founder and owner. It didn't tell them much they didn't already know between them. In fact, the more sites they looked at, the more detail they got, but the less Matt felt he knew about the man. Atticus Harper was in his 50s. He'd been a young computer genius when Bill Gates rose to fame, founding a similar software company. But, being in Britain, his rise to fame and fortune was less spectacular or obtrusive. He seemed to be a private man,